I apologize once again for not being a regular contributor, but I hope that you'll enjoy this nonetheless. The parasha starts off by telling us about Etchanan El Hashem Ba'itai Limor, that Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Hashem at that time saying. And Chazal tell us that Etchanan is Lashon Tchina, he's davening. Why? And we're even told that the Etchanan is, the Gematria is 515, Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 times, hoping that God would help him out and God would spare him and he'd be able to go into the land of Israel. But a beautiful idea I saw by the Iturei Torah. Va'etchanan el Hashem ba'etahi. Why ba'etahi? What does that mean that he has to daven at that time? Points out the Iturei Torah that davening is something that has to happen ba'etahi at that moment. When there is a great need, when something is truly something that you absolutely must have, then you have to daven at that moment. You can't wait. You can't say, oh, I'll push it off for a different time. And the amazing thing is that in contrast to Moshe Rabbeinu, we just have to take a look at Paro. Paro, when he has one of the makos, and he wants it to be, wants to be rid of that mako, what does he say? He says to Moshe Rabbeinu, daven to get rid of this mako. I don't want it anymore. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns to him and says, okay, when should I daven? And he says, machar. Tomorrow. And of course, one explanation for why he waits till tomorrow is he's hoping that by coincidence it will fix itself. And if it fixes itself, then he could say, you see, Moshe, you're a fraud. I didn't need you. I was able to do this on my own, and therefore you're not an emissary from God. But perhaps Paro is actually sharing a different philosophy with Klal Yisrael and for all of us to know forever, and that is the idea of, when do you daven? Eventually. Sometimes we have a need, we daven eventually. What the Torah is telling us is, when you have something that you need, you don't wait. And I believe that there's perhaps one more piece to this, and that is that the person that has an ongoing relationship and an ongoing connection with someone is going to ask immediately when something comes up. If I really am in a desperate situation and I have someone I'm super close with, I'm not going to be in a tough spot and say, I don't know, can I ask them? Maybe it's uncomfortable. I'm going to ask ba'etahi. At the moment that I really need it, I'm going to request it on my behalf. When do I not request it right away? I don't request it right away when I look at it and say, I don't know, what's that going to do with my relationship with the person? Can we withstand such a thing? That's when we're not willing and not able to share our true feelings with the person. Moshe Rabbeinu had a relationship with God that was such that he was panim el panim. He was always in front of God. And as such, he felt that any time there was a question and any time there was a need, he could ask for it immediately. Moshe ein kein Paro. Paro didn't have that relationship with God. And so perhaps Paro's discomfort with the situation of being dependent upon a God that he really isn't so intimately connected to, it's what forces him to kick the can down the road just a bit. That's what we have to recognize. We're so fortunate that we have a relationship with a God that wants to hear us all the time. He wants to hear us in the moment. It's incumbent upon us to recognize the nature of that relationship and also to nurture that relationship, that we're constantly talking to God. And if we're constantly talking to God, we'll certainly be very comfortable asking God for things in the moment, ba'etahi, when we need it. Have a great day.